I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A showcase of the latest work by Hispanic, Portuguese, and Latino filmmakers opens Tuesday in New Haven, the New England Festival of Ibero-American Cinema. There will be screenings and events featuring many of the visiting filmmakers. Everything's free and open to the public. There's also a special tribute planned to honor the legacy of the great Puerto Rican-born actor Raul Julia with a panel discussion and screening of his film called The Penitent. I spoke with the festival's publicity director, Jane Mills, and actress Julie Carmen about what's coming up this week.
The festival is 6 days of films, feature films, comedies, documentaries, shorts. They all have English subtitles. Many of the directors and filmmakers will be visiting us and available to the audience.
And they come from which countries?
So many countries. The festival covers Spain, Portugal, and most of Latin America. So the directors and filmmakers are coming from several from Cuba, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia.
Tell me a little bit about some of the films that we can expect to see at the festival.
The opening night film this year is a huge hit in Cuba. It's a feature drama. It's Cuba's submission for the Goya Award and the Oscars. It's called Conducta, or in English, Behavior. And it sold out in Miami Film Festival, completely sold out at $50 a head. And they had to create a new screening day for it. It's so popular. Our closing night film, another Oscar submission for its country from Peru, Gospel of the Flesh. It's called in English. It's a character study. It's a kind of feature drama I love of three lives that intersect on the streets of Lima, Peru, all in search of redemption of some kind. The Penitent, one of our special events this year, is in English. So there's no subtitles on it. But.
And speaking of The Penitent, one of the highlights of this year's festival is a tribute to the great actor Raul Julia. And I'd like to at this point invite into our conversation Julie Carmen, who's an actress who stars in the film alongside Raul Julia and two other main actors in the film. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Hi. Good to talk to you, Diane.
When we were communicating before this conversation, you said that when you first saw Raul Julia perform in New York, he was one of the actors who set the bar for you, who made you aspire to act. Can you talk a little bit about what it was about this actor that was so compelling?
Well, he's one of the first people that I saw perform Shakespeare in a totally palatable way where I really understood what the character was saying and what the story was about. And he's one of the first that, certainly of Latino actors other than Jose Ferrer, Raul Julia and Jose Ferrer both were on film doing Shakespeare and some of the classics. And both of them were hugely inspiring to me.
I wonder if we could talk about the influence of Raul Julia's work and life on Latino film and theater?
Yes, of course. Well, Raul played some of the huge heroes of the 20th century. He loved the role of Chico Mendes, who was the rubber tapper in the Amazon who fought for union rights. For that film, posthumously, he won the SAG Award, the Cable Ace Award, the Golden Globe, and the Emmy. He also played Father Romero, who was a human rights activist in El Salvador, and that film wasn't even seen in El Salvador. So he brought to screen some of these heroes of the civil rights and human rights movement of the 20th century. He also, along with his wife, Meryl Julia, and Felix Sanchez, they co-created the National Hispanic Foundation of the Arts. And the Juilliard School has a scholarship in Raul's name. So, you know, I think that there are 40 awards currently in Raul's name.
Well, gotta end it there. Julie Carmen and Jane Mills, thanks for talking.
Thank you for having us.